We previously showed that if you excise more than about 10% of the breast tissue, then you're more likely to get dissatisfied patients. It's a little bit more on the outer half of the breast than the inner half of the breast, but this slide just illustrates this. This is percentage breast excise. This is the 10% mark. This is the volume of the breast for sizes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 centimeter cancers. Now, there's obviously quite large breasts here, and I just want to make the point to start with that these ladies who have very large breasts, even though they may have quite small breast cancers, if they're going to have a breast operation, then we should be considering them really and offering them a breast reduction, which is a form of therapeutic mammoplasty because they're having the cancer excised, but it's mostly a breast reduction. We've then got ladies with relatively small breasts who are more likely to be candidates for volume replacement, where you're bringing tissue from elsewhere, usually the side of the chest or the back, into reconstruct a defect that you create in the breast. And then we've got a group of patients that we're going to talk about today where we have therapeutic mammoplasty is perhaps the main option for them.